in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We remember about the man at the beautiful gate who was healed in the name of Jesus by John and Peter. I continue to read from Acts 4, verse 5. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they made known the prisoners, John and Peter and John, there in prison, stand in the midst of them, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Jesus promised persecution. They were prisoners. Now they're in front of the family of the high priest. They want to know, "By what name or what power did you do this?" We know what they're going to say. Let's continue. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead." It's that way today. People are being healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's all about Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved. Therefore, the preaching of the name of Jesus is so important. When we pray in the name of Jesus. Today I was asked to pray for somebody, and I give that person to you to be healed in Jesus' name. It's always in the name of Jesus, not anyone else, because he has conquered sin and death through his cross and resurrection. He is the risen Lord. He is the risen Lord. He is the resurrection and the life. This Jesus is the stone rejected by the builders, the stone rejected by the Jewish people. It has become the keystone. The keystone is what holds the whole building in order. No keystone, no building. So the keystone is Jesus. You've rejected the keystone. Let us not reject Jesus. Let us proclaim him to the living, to the dead, to all people. Proclamation of Jesus Christ is so necessary. It's not about your time when you went to the vacation. It's about Jesus Christ in his name and by the power of his name. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. Do we believe that? If we believe that, we'd be preaching Jesus all the time. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Not Mary, not Peter, not Paul, not Father Tom, not Anthony, but the name of Jesus. Salvation comes through the proclamation of Jesus of Nazareth. Do you know that today? This is so real. This is so real. But unfortunately, Jesus is not being preached by many people. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated, They were uneducated. And ordinary men, they're not ordinary. They are filled with the Holy Spirit. You're not ordinary being filled with the Holy Spirit. You belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to you. They are not ordinary. They are graced men and women that belong to Jesus. Do you know that today? You're not an ordinary person. You say, but I don't have much power. You have the power of the name of Jesus. You can lay hands upon the sick and watch them get healed in the name of Jesus. You have power through the Holy Spirit. They were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. Do people recognize us as companions of Jesus? Do people recognize you as a companion of Jesus? I can't answer that question. I want to be recognized as a companion of Jesus. What does companion mean? To eat bread with. I am a companion of Jesus. At the altar, he gives me his body and blood, soul and divinity. I eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood. When they saw all the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. Why? Because he's been healed. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter one to another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them." What sign? The healing of the man that was at the beautiful gate who was crippled. Everyone knows him. Everyone saw him crippled. Now he stands with the apostles. He jumped and praised and worshiped God going into the temple. They cannot deny this. They cannot deny this. And how did this man get healed? In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot deny it. Everyone knows. But to keep it from spreading any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name. It's impossible. That's impossible. We must preach in the name of Jesus. If it means that we're going to jail, we must preach in the name of Jesus. We cannot stop by preaching in the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? Are you living and speaking in the name of Jesus? Do you know that the name of Jesus has power? Do you know that the risen power of God rests in the name of Jesus? He is the Lord. He has died for us and been raised for us. So they called them and ordered them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. That's impossible. Peter and John say it would be easier for you to tell us not to breathe. We must preach in that name. We will continue to preach in that name. What will that cause? That will cause persecution to John and Peter. You see, that's the way it is. The Word of God says, so they call them and order them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. What did they see? They saw the risen Lord. They heard his voice. He spoke to them. He said, "Peace be with you." He said, no one who comes to the Father, only through me, only through Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We cannot but preach in the name of Jesus. And that's going to bring persecution. We have persecuted Christians throughout the world. What are they persecuted for? They're persecuted for preaching in the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? Persecuted because they preach in the name of Jesus. Some who will die today in the world because they preach in the name of Jesus. But we must keep on preaching in that name. After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. All were praising God for what had happened to that man at the beautiful gate, for the man on whom the sign of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. He was old. In the name of Jesus, he stands up and walks. In the name of Jesus, he jumps and leaps and praises God. In the name of Jesus, he stands by the priestly family. We cannot but preach in the name of Jesus. Verse 23. After they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they raised up their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit to our ancestor David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. Oh, yes, the Christ is the Messiah. Christ equals Messiah. Christ is translated as Messiah. For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, gathered together against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed. Jesus, the anointed one, anointed by the Holy Spirit, anointed to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look at their threats. Their threats are you're going to go to jail. Their threats are not to preach in that name anymore. Look at their threats and grant your servants to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hands to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. We're not going to stop. Continue to do signs and wonders through the name of Jesus. I told you about the monk that I prayed with who had been sick with back problems for years and years and years. But in the name of Jesus, he was completely healed. Now he washes automobiles, climbs ladders, does good things. All done in the name of Jesus. It's all about the name of Jesus, the risen Lord, the one who was crucified, the one who died, the one who was buried. When they had prayed, the place which they were gathered together was shaken. It shook with the Holy Spirit, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, a new Pentecost, and spoke the word of God with boldness. It was another Pentecost. The place shook, the place where they were staying. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to work through that name. Heal the sick. do signs, wonders, and spiritual things through the name of Jesus. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart, one soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. And with great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Who are preachers preaching about? When we go to Mass, who do the preacher preach about? If they're not preaching about Jesus, they're not doing the will of God. We need to tell people about that name. We need to tell people about the power of that name. We need to pray in that name and see the sick recovered. Oh yes, the nun in Spain, I prayed in the name of Jesus that God would heal her of cancer. And in the name of Jesus, she was healed. Anthony, the older man, came to Jesus, and before his death, he gave his life to Jesus. I prayed for him in the name of Jesus. He had cancer, and I prayed in Jesus' name that he would be healed. He was not healed of cancer, but he was healed of the spirit of his heart. He died, and God knew that he was on the way to death, and he was saved in the name of Jesus. Great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds to what was sold, they laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed each as had a need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. What's his name? Barnabas, son of encouragement. Are you a Barnabas? Do you encourage people? Are you a Barnabas? Do you help people to see Jesus? Are you a Barnabas preaching Jesus Christ to wherever you go? I want to be like Barnabas. I want to spread the word of God to God's people in Jesus' name. Chapter 5. But a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property and kept back some of the proceeds and brought them in part and laid them at the apostles' feet. Ananias, Peter asked, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? They didn't have to give anything to the apostles, but they said they laid it all at the apostles' feet. They sold land, and they said they laid it all at the apostles' feet. They're lying. And they're not going to have a happy life by lying to the Holy Spirit. Ananias, Peter asked, who has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land while it was remain unsold did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, did not the proceeds go to your disposal? How is it that you have contrived deeds against the Holy Spirit in your heart? You did not lie to us, but to God. Now when Ananias heard these words, he fell down dead. Great fear seized all who heard of it. The young men came and wrapped Ananias in his body. They carried him out and buried him. Ananias didn't have to give anything to the apostles. He said he laid it all at the apostles' feet. And you know what? He was dead. And not only Ananias, but his wife Sapphira, they lied to the Holy Spirit. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, "Tell me whether you and your husband sold the land for such and such a price." And she said, "Yes, that was the price." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to put the Holy Spirit of the Lord to the test? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Immediately, she fell down at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead, so they carried her out and laid her beside her husband. With great fear seized the whole church, and all who heard of these things had great fear. I tell you, they did not have to give any of it to the apostles, but they said that they gave it all to the apostles. They lied to the Holy Spirit. Do you tithe your money? That's God's will, that you tithe your money. It is God's will that I tithe my money, and I more than tithe, because God has been generous to me. What about you this day? What about your monies? Do you tithe your monies to God's work? I'm asking you a question. Tithe is 10% of what you earn in gross. Do you tithe your money? Well, I tithe my money and much more. I give offerings beside tithing. It is God's will that we use money for the kingdom of God. It is God's will that the kingdom of God would be spread through the money that I give in the name of Jesus. It is God's will. Do you know that today? God's will is that you would take your money and give 10% at least to the work of God in the world. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and became man. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We want to spread the kingdom of God through the holy and awesome name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season.